And of course, as nature gets going, the machinery contractors that farmers increasingly depend on for help at this time of the year are in full flight. However, rising costs, a shortage of labour and managing credit and debt are forcing contractors to consider their future in the sector. But if they can't make their business work, who will do the mowing, baling, slurry spreading, combine harvesting, hedge cutting and the million other jobs that farmers increasingly find that they cannot do? Our reporter Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to Limerick and met a contractor called Bertie Cahill to ask him why he's thinking of exiting the business. But when she arrived in Bertie's yard, she first had her head turned by a fine looking harvester.
I see a combine harvester over there and I've never sat in one before. And I'm not promising I'm going to take over your business, but can I have a look at it?
Is this on record?
Go on, we'll record it. Yeah.
It's a forage harvester now. It's okay. Not a combine okay. Harvester. That harvester now has gone past 300,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You could buy a house for that.
Oh, you could buy a good house. And like the house won't depreciate. That's depreciating the minute you bring it out the gate of the garage. It's depreciating the minute you sign the paper.
Can I sit in it? What side do we go up?
Up in here.
Okay. Oh my God, it's huge. It's like it's as big as an elephant. It really is. Oh, wow. This is amazing. It must take some skill to drive this, though, does it?
Oh, it does. Well,
like, there's a range of buttons there on my right. Can I turn it on?
I'll have to go back and turn on the master switch.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't come out in the buttons.
I will not touch the buttons, I promise. I promise. So how much horsepower are we talking about, or is there any kind of...
There's 625.
300,000 euro of machinery just being switched on
plus
like that.
Plus the
VAT. Oh, sorry, yes, of course, plus the VAT.
Yeah. They don't ever quote it including VAT anymore.
No.
Because they want to try and keep the figure that little bit lower. Well, 23% is a lot onto that, like.
Yeah. And collectively, all the machinery that I see in the yard, how much is that worth? So you have... How many silage trailers did you say you had?
Seven trailers.
Seven trailers. How many tractors?
11 tractors.
11 tractors. And then we have the low emission slurry spreader in front of us. And guesstimate, how much is that collectively all worth?
You'd be mill and a quarter.
That's an amazing business though to have.
But to get it back, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, We'll switch it off and we'll...
Do you want to take a photo?
yeah, what? Go on.
Have your camera.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know how... Let's see.
Despite my obvious natural ability in the harvester, Bertie decided it was now time for me to come down and discuss the real reasons for my visit.
We're here because you're thinking about retiring and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but how long have you been contracting?
Since 1980.
And what did you start off with then? What kind of tractor did you have then?
It was a John Deere 2140 and we had a side-mounted pickup harvester and we picked up grass for farmers. It was after being a very bad year. The hay had rotted. Farmers cut it themselves and we picked it up and put it into the pit.
And you've stuck with the John Deere. So what kind of John Deere do you have there in front of you now?
We have a 9.7 now.
If we head over to this machine here, because obviously you mentioned the dribble bar and we're talking about low emission slurry spreading, which is really important now. You know, I think the average farm size, well, dairy farm size in the last 5 years has gone up about 20%. So there's all this focus on reducing emissions and getting machinery as well that can reduce emissions. So how much is this piece of equipment worth? How much does that slurry spreader cost?
You're talking about 65,000 plus VAT.
Okay.
I'm not eligible for TAMS.
So TAMS is the Targeted Agricultural Mechanisation Scheme. A bit of a mouthful. But farmers can get it if they have a herd number, so they get a 40% grant standard, or a young farmer gets 60% standard. But for some reason, contractors like you don't get it.
Don't qualify.
Does that sting a little bit?
Oh, it does, big time.
Is that an issue too, carrying credit?
I suppose that depends on your business and how good you're at collecting money. I'm not very good at going out collecting. It's time consuming. I'm now doing more driving than I did 20 years ago on account of the labour shortage.
How many hours a week would you be doing in the summertime?
At least 80.
Okay.
And that probably wouldn't count all the hours, like.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you're talking about from 5:30 to 11:30 at least. And if there's a breakdown, you're expected to be ready to go again in the morning.
So, with all those demands between being treated like an informal bank, the hours involved, have you got anyone coming behind you to take on this business?
No.
No, okay. So, and for other contractors, because I know you'd be talking to people as well, have they got other people to take on their businesses, or is there an issue there?
No, any of the yards I would be familiar with have nobody interested in taking over the business.
That's serious though, because what we have is 70,000 beef farmers, 18,000 dairy farmers in the country, we've got sheep farmers as well, and no matter how big or small you are, you all nearly have to have some silage made and slurry spread. So who's going to be doing that in 5-10 years time?
I don't think the farmers realise how serious the issue is with contractors. It's right, I suppose the pit silage will become the biggest issue, because no individual can take on the job of making pit silage. It takes a team.
And even, I know agricultural diesel's come down in price, but it's still expensive. Do you have any idea how many litres you'd go through?
We could do for 3,000 litres in a day.
In a day?
Yeah. The harvester takes 1,200 litres.
And I know a lot of you are using AdBlue as well to help kind of mitigate the ag diesel emissions, but AdBlue's gone up in price too.
It has, yeah. It's, I'm waiting for the delivery at the moment. I think it's about 2.5 times the price it was this time last year. Right, it has come back a bit. It was 3 times at one stage.
So any final words of wisdom to the farmers out there who are looking forward to getting their silage cut this year? Well, who need their silage cut this year?
I think they'll have to be more contact between the farmers and the contractors. I have said it years in the past. There's no contract, there's no commitment that we will be doing their work until about a week or 10 days before they want it done. And with a lot of people, it's the day they want it done. That will have to change going forward. There's no business that would have a million plus standing in the yard hoping to get a phone call to go out and turn money.
That's a tough gig, 80 hours a week. That was Bernie Cahill speaking to our reporter and aspiring forage harvester driver, Hannah Quinn Mulligan.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.